This is Story of the Gods, brought to you by Chamit FM. Hi, my name is Perpetua Fasomi Peter, and in this podcast, I will be sharing with you popular and not so popular folk stories from African mythology. These are tales passed down by our ancestors, and I hope you find them interesting. It's always a pleasure having you around. And yes, I told you we're starting with West Africa. So we will explore gods from one of the major tribes in Nigeria. That's a country in West Africa. So, starting from the very beginning, before the arrival of Islam and Christianity, every race, tribe, or clan in West Africa practiced its own traditional religion. Now, while many in the Sahel converted to Islam and those in the South converted to Christianity, traditional religions remained strong and still retained a powerful hold over the consciousness of West Africans. There are hundreds of traditional religions in West Africa with considerable areas of overlap. Beliefs and traditions can be complex and difficult to understand, but several common factors are found again and again. That's the overlap. Remember, we'll focus on a god from Nigeria today. Hence, it's my pleasure to welcome you to Southeast Nigeria, where we have the Igbos. The Igbos are one of the major tribes in Nigeria. They are famed for their rich religious and cultural tradition known as Odinani. The people of Igbo land before the colonization and the invasion of the Christian missionary worshipped a number of gods. A lot of them, I told you. These gods, translated as Alusi, Arusi, or Angusi in different dialects, are actually spirits worshipped and served in the Igbo region. At the top of the pantheon of Igbo gods is the supreme deity known as Chukwu. When translated to English, that's great in size. When broken down in Igbo, it means Chi-Uku, that's the god that is big. However, there are lesser deities in Odinani, each of whom is responsible for a specific aspect of nature or abstract concepts. I believe this point was made in our first episode, talking about how men wanted to have an understanding of the environment. And because the big god, the great god, the creator, the real god, somehow is no longer in communication with the people, they just had to find a way to communicate with God through the lesser gods. So, in the Igbo folklore, these lesser gods, or Alusi, as elements of Chukwu, have their own specific purpose, unique traits, attributes, and functions. The Igbo people believe a lot in the deities due to their ancestral beliefs in divine protection, fertility, harvest, and victory. But then the top five Alusi of the Igbo pantheon are Ekwensu, Allah, Igwe, Anyanwu, and Amadioha. Amadioha is also known as Kamalu. There are other ones who are categorized as lesser, and there are those who vary from one community to another. I like to focus on Ekwensu. Now that name sounds scary. Well, if you're Igbo, if you're from Southeast Nigeria and I say Ekwensu, it's a little bit scary. It gives that picture of something fearful, something you should be afraid of. But come on, let's break this down. The Alusi was adept at bargains and trade, and praying to Ekwensu was said to guarantee victory in negotiations. Now, as a force of change and chaos, Ekwensu also represented a god of war among the Igbo. So, if the people were going for war, they would invoke Ekwensu to go with them because that would guarantee victory. But hey, they would also have to banish him during peacetime to avoid his influences inciting bloodshed in the community. And so, if you pray to Ekwensu, well, you can be so lucky that your side will be the winning side, while your enemies... Well, too sad. You know what I'm talking about there. Now, this is based upon the finding of old shrines dedicated to the worship of the deity. In recent times, Ekwensu has been translated to mean the devil, as in the Christian religion. However, was not originally regarded as the devil. Ardent traditional worshippers would rather have Ajomo translated as evil spirit or the devil, but not their dear Ekwensu. It is interesting to know that the ancient Igbo only believed in Chukwu Abiama, who was the supreme creator, and that he had children who were also gods and dwelt with him in the heavens. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. And remember, if you want to support what we do on this show, then please share with your friends, subscribe and leave a review over on iTunes. That's all for now, but I'll see you in the next episode of Story of the Gods, hosted by me, Perpetua Fasomi Peter, from Jamit.fm. Story of the Gods is produced by Ike Orizu and myself, editing and mixing done by Ike Orizu. Story of the Gods is a production of Jamit FM.